So, Paddy, you went to Devon Rhea School, you said?
Aye.
How far away would that be from?
It would be about 3 miles from here.
Yeah.
Went on an old car, because the master had a car before the war, you see. So what you call a 14.9 an old Ford. And he had the Duffys and me and different, I had a full load to the school, you see.
Oh, so you got a lift to the school with them.
Aye, but right. Then when the petrol living got scarce, we had to cycle it. You see, went on bicycles then. And Gordon Brad was up here, and never bothered going near it, and Kerry Gart was over there, and never went near that either. I went to, just from when I went to school, I stayed at it, you know. I stayed at school to 13 and I left it. Because I discovered myself that, you know, it was only a waste of time staying there, because I was learning absolutely nothing. So.
And his name was Master Gallagher?
Master Gallagher, he was from Gibara. He was Gallagher from Gibara. And he married a woman in Fannett, she was frail. And they had Jarrett, and Sean, and Jim, Eileen, and May. There were five in it. Eileen went, May went to join the nuns. Jarrett died there 2 years ago, and Sean's in America, and Eileen, and Jim's in London. And we stayed at school then, and he bought a bicycle. After the war was over too, or during the war years, and he bought a bike and he ended his days. He died from typhoid fever. And when he was at school teaching, he got sick. And he was vomiting, and he was at the fireplace. And he wasn't speaking to anyone, and me and this fella called Mikey Doherty washed it up and cleaned it up, and he sat on the chair, and I came in here for a doctor and tell the family. I got a car, took him home. He went to Donegal town that night, 2 days after he died. He was only in 58 or 59 at the time. You know, he thought maybe he was an old man, but...
But he wasn't, no.
No.
But you didn't like school, Paddy, and you just...
No. I detested it altogether, because I'll tell you, after I left it, I realised that, you know, the whole thing was all wrong. We were taught something we didn't know nothing at all about, you know. Arithmetic, and if you didn't know, you were never queried at all. You were hammered, you were hit every day. That was the God Almighty's truth. You were just been, as the man says, you were there, and along with myself, there were several other fellas too, and they were been hit and get the stick too, you see. And man, he was severe with a stick, it was what you call a black Sally.
For no apparent reason?
No apparent reason at all. Around behind you and hit you like that with her hand across the ears. And I remember when after the school reunion, the youngsters, somebody suggested send some of the older class down to the people that went to that school, and we had five or six went down, and they asked us the questions, you know, had we girlfriends and had we this? I says, no, no such thing as girlfriends or nothing in our time there. I says, you had to abide by the rules and regulations. And if you missed a day or two, the guards would be at your door to see where you were. And these youngsters then wondered, you know, that we were at the school and that we were kind of under duress the whole time, you know, and getting hammered. This wee fella says to me, he says, and why didn't you leave? I says, where are you going to go? So you come home, and I says, you get a drubbing for not going back to school, and they'll tell you, well, only you deserved it, you wouldn't get it, you know. That was the kind of a sympathy they had for you.
It was cruel, like, you had no interest then, you hated going to school.
You hated going to school, and nearly everyone that was at school with me, even in years after that, left the school, you know, they had the same feelings as myself.
And did they, what was the general thing, did they go, were they hired out in the Lagan or?
No, in my time they weren't hired, but the older generation before that they were hired, you know, and they got it tough too, but there were no schools much that time, what you call hedge schools, you'd be a local man teaching you behind the hedge there, you know, but some of them now, fair dues to them, they'd done pretty well, you know. Some of them went away and they got good jobs and they married well, and some of them just, like myself, they just went on from day to day, you know.